Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers, CBN, Homeschooling Asylum Seekers Facing Deportation from U.S. I stand against it in Jesus' name, quotes the person. And so I'm just going to skip most of this article. This couple was in Germany. Germany has strict homeschooling laws. That is to say, laws against homeschooling. This couple decided that the German public school was no good for their kids, and so they decided to break the law and homeschool, because Christians don't give a damn about the law in whatever country they're in. So they were deported, went to America. America gave them asylum, but that asylum has been revoked, and now they have to go back to Germany. And we get to this paragraph. Hennelore said, "I try to discern, is this from the Lord? Then I will submit." Wait a minute. How do you discern that? Just curious. Also, why do you have to discern that? Isn't it obvious when God is talking to you? Is the voice of the Lord so confusing that you can't tell whether it's from the God that you worship or from the devil? Is this a problem for Christians? I try to discern. Is this from the Lord? Then I will submit. He knows that I follow Jesus, and I have given my life to him. And when he asks us to leave, I'm ready. But is it the devil? Then I have to resist. I have to stand against it. So we have this conundrum. How do you make this determination? So we get to this part of the paragraph, and this doesn't seem like it's from God, because he doesn't rip families apart. And so I resist. And then she makes this incantation, "I stand against it and break it in Jesus' name," she declared by faith. Really, do these incantations work? Let me hear from some Christians. Is that how it's done? So she says that it can't be from God, and she reasons with her human reasons, because Jesus doesn't rip families apart. She has never read the Bible. She has never looked at the words of Jesus. Here are the words of Jesus in red letters, Matthew 10, 34, following. "Do not think I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be the members of his own household." Now, he didn't describe that as just an unfortunate consequence of his teaching. He described that as the purpose of his teaching. I think her reasoning is maybe a little faulty, but God wouldn't do that. Jesus wouldn't do that. Let me just suggest, you know, for Christians, first of all, if you can't tell the difference between your commanding officer and the enemy, then maybe you should stop following your commanding officer altogether, because he can't make his voice clear. And if you're left to reason in this way, then let me make another suggestion. Before trying to impose it on anyone else, read your goddamn Bible, for Pete's sake. Okay, that's enough. I'm out.